Okay, today's daf is Dmai Daf Samach Beis. Dmai Daf Samach Beis, and we are on Samach Aleph Amud Beis as we continue here in Perek HaMakabel, and today we're talking about issues of, continuing the issues of Shutfis and how we split up and whether we say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, as we said, is the sugya that comes up in Maseches Eruvin, in Maseches Beitza, and other places as well. So let's go back to the Breisa that started, that the Gemara quoted on Samach Aleph Mabez. And again, we thank the sponsors of this Maseches Shiurim, Michael and Naomi Rudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld, for the sponsorship. So says the Breisa, Tani, Yisrael Vagoy Shekanu, Sada Besurya, Yisrael Nagoy that bought a sade in Surya, which we know Surya is the kibush yachid, machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos. What is the, was the problem of kibush Surya? Why wasn't it not called, and there's machlokas, kibush, whether Surya, the kibush yachid, is considered a kibush rabim or, lav kibush rabim, whether it has the status of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. What was the problem? What David HaMelech did? Either he didn't finish conquering all of Eretz Yisrael before he conquered, the areas of Surya in the north and the northeast of Eretz Yisrael, that's Tosfos, or he didn't do it with the Das of all Klal Yisrael, with the Urim Tumim, with the authority of who we needed to get authority from. Anyways, that's the Surya. The Rambam also talks about Surya as being a different level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So, what if a Goy and a Yisrael jointly own a Sada in Surya, which does not, a Goy owning a field in Surya, even if you hold Ein Kenyan Lagoy, but in Surya, it doesn't have Kedusha. So says the Gemara, right, the Barafolda says, the Meiser di Dam mi de Rabbanan, Viksaver Kibush Yachid, Shekibush David, Vlohayasham call Yisrael, Lo Shme Kibus, Vyesham Kinyan Lanachri, Lefkiyami de Meiser. There's only a Kinyan, there's only a Meiser de Rabbanan in the first place, and if a Goy owns it, then for sure there is no Meiser. So, says the Gemara, how do we look at the joint ownership of the Yisrael and the Goy? So, Harehu Ketevel, and our Girsa is, Ukim Mi'usar, Mu'uravin Zebazet, Devi Rabbi. Rabbi says, everything is mixed up. Ein Breira, we don't see it as split up, and therefore you have Tevel, the part that a Jew owns, and Mi'usar, which also other Girsas are, Chulin, Ukechulin, the Girsa of the Gra, and part of the Tfua that's owned by the Goy is Kechulin, mixed up, Devi Rabbi, because they hold the Ein Breira, and therefore you have it mixed up. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel Amar Chelko Shi Yisrael Chayav Chelko Shel Chay Patur. No, you once you split it up, then you can assume that the part that the Jew had receives was always his, and therefore it's Chayav Mid Rabbanan, and the part that the Goy receives is Patur. And therefore, if a Goy ever gets the stuff from the Jew, if the Jew ever gets the stuff from the Goy, so then he would not have to treat it with kedusha. Good, says the Gemara now, commenting on that machlokes. Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Maplig, and when is there a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? B'shechilku sadeh b'kamasa. When they split up the field already, while the stalks were still attached to the ground. B'kamasa. That's when you could possibly say, Yesh Breira. And we split it up now, and it's still growing from the ground. So this was always belonging to each of them. Then you could say, Zechelko misha harishon alakach. But avalim chilku gadish. But if you split it up after it was made into stacks and piles and bundled up, from Shimon Gamliel model Rebbe, then even Shimon Gamliel would agree to Rebbe. He should call klach v'klach shal shutfisu. Then Shimon Gamliel would agree to Rebbe that ein breira. Ein breira, it's already split up. It's already you didn't split it up originally, and so now you can't say yesh breira. Why? Because yesh breira would be saying that the grounds, the place where the stalks grew from, and the ground was really split up and jointly owned, but now you can split it up, and this is what was originally owned by each one. But once it's mixed up, so then it's impossible to say that because you have different stalks growing from the same places in the ground, and you can't. It's not as smooth to review and looking at again the places where it grew from, it's impossible to say that this was always separate and this was always separate, right? So that's the chiluk of Rabbi Yassa. Rabbi Yassa says in Eivar Bechanina, you can only say yesh beira possibly if it's still attached to the ground, but if not, if it's already split up, so then we look at it as maybe originally it was separated when it was growing, but right now it's all mixed up, and therefore you say ein breira, and you wouldn't be able to say that this was always the Yisraels and this was always the guys. Amar Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona has a similar comment, but not exactly. Amar Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ma pligin, when is the Machlokas Rebbe, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, b'shechilku sada b'komasa, when they split up the field, when it was still attached to the ground. Avalam chilko omrim, but if it was split up, omrim. Omrim is when it was made into bundles, but before the bundles were made into larger stacks. There were three stages, when it was attached to the ground, when it was cut and made into bundles, and then sometimes if you ever see a field, they first cut the wheat, they bundle the wheat, and then they leave the bundles in the air, in the place where it grew, and then eventually you have a different type of machine picking up those bundles and bringing it in and making it into bigger stacks, bringing those bundles into stacks. So Rabbi Yona says that when do you say Yesh and Ein Breira? When is there a machlokas? When it's still attached? But if it's Chilko Amrim, if it's in the bundles, which is an earlier stage than what Rabbi Yassa said, so even there, Av Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Moda LeRabbi, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel would agree to Rabbi, Shekol Kelaf HaKelaf Shel Shut Fasi. That again, Ein Breira, he would agree. So the Gemara wonders, what's the difference between Rabbi Yassa and Rabbi Yona? They both say that the machlokas is only when it is attached. That's when it's still growing. But once it's cut, they talk about different stages. So what's the machlokas between them? What was Rabbi Yona commenting on that, saying, no, Rabbi Yassa is wrong, I think, even if it's Chilko Amrim. So Gemara says, Al daite Rabbi Yona, ma ben gadush, ma ben Amrim. So he says, Amrim, which are the bundles, that which is a little earlier stage than the gadush. So what's the difference between the two? So, bekotzer kol shehu, omeiniach lefanav. The case, the machlokas, between Rabbi Yassa and Rabbi Yona, about the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is what happens if you cut it, as I just described, but then you leave it on the ground right where it was cut. So is that still good enough to say, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would still say Yesh Breira in that case? That's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. Rabbi Yosef is saying that's also good enough as long as it's still where it grew on the ground, even if it was just cut. Once it's made into bundles, it's not good enough. Right, and Rabbi Yona would say, no, once it's cut, even if it's attached where it is, where it grew, that's not good enough. Look at the Ma'ara fold up. Hachi kama Rabbi Yona. We'll start with the Dibur Maskal. V'kotzer kashu meniach lefanav, lo ba lemayit gadish. So he's not coming to be memayit the gadish when it was later in the stack. No, he would agree to that. Lo mi boy gadish de ein breira elafilu chelka omrim, shihi akrova lemechubar ein breira. Right, even if it was the bundles where, and it's near where it grew. The afilu adayin lo asamenu umrim, and even if you didn't make it into bundles, yet shakatsa meniach lafanav sheizel achelko tekef umiyad amrinan ein breira. Right away we say ein breira. The afilu kol shehu she'ein ra'ui la'asos mimenu omer, afilu hachi. Still, hova katsra, once it's cut, afilu meniach lafanav shelo asamenu omer ein breira. And here he says his key line, She'ein hadavar talui, lo basiyasa omer, lo basiyasa gadish, ela b'ksira. The key is the cutting. The key is the harvesting. Once it's harvested, that you can no longer say, this was always Shah Rishon alakach. It was always. Kodem aksira yesh breira. La'achar aksira, ein breira. That is the chilek. Va'omer, diktani, lavdavka, lahova, amar, abyosa, gadish, amar, iyu, omer. So that's the chilek between the two, whether right after it was cut. I might have flipped the sheet this when I described it before, but that is the chilek explains the marafolda. Interesting, if you think about, this is a machlokes about whether right after it was cut, do we say, it's ki'ilu, it's still as if it was cut, and therefore you can still say yesh breira. It's kind of the opposite of the sugya of kol ha'omed livsar kibatzar dami, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Gittin, to talk about whether something that is about to be harvested, do you consider it harvested? As machlokas tanoim elsewhere, if one has anavim ha'omdos libatzer, grapes that are about to be harvested, and there's a machlokas, do you consider that as if it's detached or not. Although, mayna afkamina, in terms of shvua, modu b'miksas. What if somebody says that, you owe me 10 vines full of grapes, and he says, I only owe you 5 vines full of grapes. So is that modu b'miksas? We know, ein nishba'in ala karkaos. So if it's attached to the ground, so then we would say there's no shvua there. But if it's detached, so then we would say there is a shvua, because it's betaltalin, that's a machlokas tanoim, whether that's called attached or detached. So that's right before it's harvested, do we say it's ki'ilu, it's harvested already. So our Gemara is, right when it was harvested, do we say, oh, it's ki'ilu, it was not harvested yet, so to speak, and you can still say yesh, and you can still say yesh breiras. That's the machlokas here between Rabbi Yassa and Rabbi Yonah, about the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Good. Amar Rabbi Oshia, another limit on the machlokas. Another limit on the machlokas. Hada the tema shekano amanashal alachlok. When do we say there's a machlokas between them? When they had a joint venture, they didn't know they were going to split it up eventually. They were in this jointly. Maybe they thought that they're always going to be partners. Amanashal alachlok. Avalim kano amanashal alachlok. But if when they went into it, they always knew that they were going to split it up, then the opposite. Of Rebbe Modele Rav Shimon Gamliel. So then even Rebbe, who usually holds Ein Breira, would agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shezech Chelek Magia Lo Risha Rishona. So then, this is always the portion that he was supposed to get. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shekano Amanah Shelo Lachlok, V'nim Lechu, if they originally came together and bought something, Amanah's not to split it up, V'nim Lechu Lachlok, and then they decided to split it up and change their mind, that's where we would say there's a Machlokas or Yeshu Reim Breira. But if we say, if they originally went in knowing that they're eventually going to split it up, then we could say, everybody agrees, Shezechele Kamagiela Misha Rishona, Shekach Hisnu Beneihem. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, it's like there was a tanai between them, mitchila, shekol echad ma sheyitol shelohu. Whatever each one eventually is going to get was always that person. So that is the Rav Oshia. Says the Gemara, is that really true? What's the classic case of Breira? Amar Rav Yossi, mileon derabanan pligin. The Rabbanan would argue on this on Rav Oshia. Why? Because what's the classic case? One of the cases that's always discussed, rather, it's a Mishnah in Shkalim, but it's quoted in Gemara's Hashutfin, right? Just add in one word, Ha'achin Hashutfin, right? When brothers have Yarshin, their father, and then they go and they split it up, and then they become partners. Do we say this partnership is going back to what it was beforehand, like the Tusa Sabayas, or do we say it's a new partnership? So that whole machlokas that applies to brothers, Achra Shutfin, machlokas Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, that's a machlokas, Tanoim, in that case. And what's the case of brothers splitting something up? V'achra Shutfin, lo lachlokain. That whenever you have a Yerusha, it's always destined to be split up. The children aren't going to stay, it's not going to stay part of the estate forever, and therefore, that's a classic case of machlokas about Breira, and that's a case where we could define it as amanas lachlok. And you see there's still a machlokas there. So therefore, says the Gemara, I think that the comment of Rav Oshia is wrong, because Rav Oshia says the machlokas about Breira would only be in a case of the machlokas would only be amanas shelo lachlok, but amanas lachlok, everybody would be Breira. That doesn't seem to be the case from this sugya. How would you answer for Rav Oshia? Because Rav Oshia knows this Mishnah. Rav Oshia says, oh, the machlokas about prayer is only amanas lo lachlok. This is a classic case of amanas lachlok. So you'd have to be mechalik, as we mentioned already yesterday. You'd have to be mechalik between a case where partners buy something, amanas lachlok or amanas lo lachlok, and Yerusha. Tfusas Abayas. Tfusas Abayas, what's the Gemara's kasha? I, Tfusas Abayas, is amanas lachlok. Is there an amanas? It's much more automatic. It's out of the da'as of the yarshim. If it's an automatic horusha that they get, so maybe you can be mechalik between those two. When does Rav Oshia say this chilek? Where it's talking about a kinyan shekanu, Rabbi Moshe says, if they made a kinyan, almanas shelo lachlok, that's where he says that there's a machlokas by Breira. But if they had das lachalik, then there's no machlokas. But is Yerusha considered almanas lachalik? Eventually they're going to split it up, but it could be that's not considered the same exact thing. You don't say that, oh, it was originally destined, because they didn't have that das. They didn't have that das when they made, received this kinyan. Yerusha is an automatic kinyan. I can even go to ketanim, as we know. So therefore, maybe that could be an answer for Aboshia. There's a difference between Tfusus Abayis and a case of Shutfin, as we mentioned yesterday. Okay, says the Mishnah. Similar cases to what we had in the previous Mishnah, where you want to have a split up, but we said there are sometimes you're not allowed to split up. Let's say if I have this tevel in here, I'm not allowed to sell you or be machlif tevel. So how is it considered if you have a chaver and an ama aretz that yarshin their father? We mentioned yesterday in the Mishnah, how could the chaver do it without having a problem of being mocher or being machlif? So we said if it's the same thing, if he says, I'm taking this wheat and you take that wheat, that's okay. I'm taking this wine, you take that wine, right? That's what we could use the principle of Breira. But he can't say something different. I'm taking wheat and you take barley, right? Then we wouldn't be able to say Breira if it's something different. Or even, you take the wet, what has already been mukshal akabal tuma, and therefore it might be their father was an Am Haaretz, and I'm going to take the Yavesh, that also was not allowed. So, a similar type of case, what if you have a ger and a goy? A ger and a goy, brothers. Yeah, brothers, one of them converted, and then their father dies. So now, their father is morish them all of his estate. Ger v'goy she yershua saviyem goy. So, on a Torah level, as we know, ger should is gayer kekatan shenol adami. A ger that converts is not related to his family, and therefore, we spoke about a week or two ago about what the source for that is, the Meshech Chachma and the Balaturim. But Midaraisa, the ger is not related to his father. But Chazal made a din d'rabbanan in the Bavli in Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin that Midrabanan we allow him to yarshin his father. Why Midrabanan? Shelo yachzir lesuro, because he's going to think of Midrabanan Xeruhu to Abid Rabanan Xeru Shema Yachzir lesuro, because his father is going to leave billions of dollars and he's not going to get a portion of it. He's going to feel bad that he became Jewish and he's going to be chozer lesuro. What does chozer lesuro mean? Right? So, but he's going to go back to becoming a guy. He can't go back to becoming a guy, but he'll think he could go back to becoming a guy, and therefore we don't want him to have that, and therefore we say midrabanan he could yarshin his father. We have other din drabanan, similar parallel types of cases. A ger is not allowed to marry certain close relatives of his, even though Gershon's got Gershon Oldham, he could really marry his sister. He's not related. But Shelo Yomar Banu Mikadusha Chamura Lakadusha Kala, so he doesn't say, oh, I used to be usher to my sister, because there is a rayas for a guy. And now I'm mutter, so we don't want him to say that the Kedusha went down. There shouldn't be anything that became mutter. And therefore, we say that he's still usher midrabanan in that. So, midaraisa, a ger, does not yarshin his father. But midrabanan, he does. Midrabanan, he does. So the question in this Mishnah is that we know Avodah Zarah is Aser Bahana, and you're even not allowed to sell Avodah Zarah. And if you sell Avodah Zarah, so then the money that you get for that is Demei Avodah Zarah. That's also Aser to get benefit from, right? We know there are four categories of general Avodah Zarah related issues. You have the idol itself, that's Avodah Zarah, and then you have the Noi Avodah Zarah, that's the beautification. You have a crown, you have clothing on the Avodah Zarah, you have the Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. Mishamshim are the, if I sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah, if I use a cup to do a certain libations in front of Avodah Zarah, the Mishamshe, and then there's Tekrovis Avodah Zarah. Mamish, what I give to the Avodah Zarah is a carbon. The wine, maybe, if I pour the wine, or an animal, that's Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. So all of those are Aser B'Hana. Interesting, there's Bittel by the first three. A Goy can be Mevatel his Avodah Zarah Mamish, and the Noi, and the Mishamshe. Tikrovis Avodah Zarah is always Aser. There's no Bittel by Tikrovis, right? I mean, because that was already Ne'asar, and you know, you can't change that. The other ones are about using it again. So you can be mevatelit, so it can never be used again. Tikrovis was already done. But Avodah Zarah and Yayin Nesach, this Mishnah is going to talk about Yayin Nesach as well. Yayin Nesach is also Aser Bana. That's in the Siddur Aisa. The Rambam says, counts it in Losase Reish Kuf Tzadi Dalet, the Rambam says, his hiranu milishtos yayin nesach. There's an issa daraisa to drink yayin nesach, wine that was poured for a libation to a idolatry. Vizel lo ba bo kasuv nigle bibir. There's no beferish pasuk in this. Unusual. There's no beferish pasuk. Aval amru b'avodazara, asher chelev zevachemu yochelu yishtu yei nesicham, based on the pasuk, ma zevach aser av yayin aser. We compare the pasuk chelev zevachemu and yein nesicham, right? You compare wine and the fats of the carbon in the pasuk. So we compare, just like the carbon, just like tekrovis is aser, ma zevach aser af yayin aser. V'yata yodea sha aser hu ba'ana v'lokin alav. Aser bahana, and you get malchus, kamoshis, parsim, bechalat hamud. Vaharaya halios, yai nesach, mi isser da araisa. Vishu yimne say, how do you know that it's aser da araisa, and it's counted amongst the losases, because avod is aradafah and gimel. In the Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlach, Rabbi Shavaya, Koli Sersha, Batara, Beminim, Shalminam, Benose, Tam, Chutz, mi tevel, vi yai nesach. Dibiminon, bimashahu, vishalobiminon, benose, Tam. So it's given as a classic example as an isser, de oraisos. That is in terms of yayin nesach, which is also de oraisa, and the Ramban has what to say about this here in the Los Asays as well, in his comments. But now let's do the Mishnah. Ger v'goy she yarshu asavien goy, so a ger and a goy that yarshin their father a goy. The problem is that this goy, the father, had a avodah zarah, and the ger doesn't want it to be considered as if he had the idols and then he's going to give it back to his, you know, to his brothers. Yachalu lomar lo, so the goy could say, the ger could say, tol ata avodah zarah v'ani atol samos. Even though we said in the last Mishnah that you have to, it's always up to, split up equal, but here he could say, you know, I'm taking the money and you take the avodah zarah. Well, atah yayin nesach ani peres. I'm taking the fruit and you take the yayin nesach. Why? Because the whole thing is drabanan. The whole thing is drabanan. So Chazal only say that the Yerusha that he's going to get is what's mutter for him to get. If that's something that's asur banah, Chazal never instituted Yerusha in this case. So it's not like the previous case where we could only say Brer if it's the exact same item, Chitim and Seorim. Here, he doesn't get it at all. He doesn't get it at all. The whole thing is a Chumra Midrabanan, so he could say a preventative that I'm not going to get it if it is Usr Bahana. And that's why the Mishnah says Vim Mishabol Rosh Hashagir Usr. But if it already has come to the Rosh Hashagir, he already did a Kinyan on it. And now he wants to switch it with his brothers. That's not good. That's too late. That's too late. Look at the Mara. Fold up. Deger Yoresh Hazavim Midrabanan. Right, a ger yashes only mirabanan v'lo dami l'chaver v'amaret el'el. It's not like the previous Mishnah of the chaver d'amar. It's the hasam yerusha son devar torahim v'havel ki'ilu bali yado. There, it's as if it already came to each of their hands. So therefore, if you want to use breira, you have to say it's the same exact item that are being split. But here, the whole thing is d'rabanan, and therefore it is more flexible. All the Rishonim discuss this in kiddushin there on Daf Yud Zayin. Look there, the Tosfos has a little bit of discussion, the Meiri has a big discussion of this, Me'ata, that this Mishnah is quoted there, Me'ata, I'll read from the Meiri, just one line, Ger v'goy she'yarsho zaviyem goy, yochel ha'ger lomar l'goy, the ger could say, tol atav adazor v'animos, atoy yayin nesach v'ani peiros, shaharei, lo zocha ha'ger b'yerushas av adazor v'yayin nesach ben adin. The ger really didn't yarshin it min adin. Ad shetomar, that we would say, shekshu lokeach bim komam ma'os uperos chilufei avodah zarah v'yayinesa kashakel. Right? Oh, he's taking the chilufin. No. Mikamakom. In bo avodah zarah v'yayinesach mitzad chelko lirushuso, once he gets it, then harezacha. V'na'asu shelo v'asur achar kein lomar la'achiv hachleifli. That would be usur. V'shema tamar shema zesha hutar lomar talavodazara b'bnei sheyesh breira v'huvra davar acher shechile kamos v'aperus hayu shalo. You want to say, oh, this is only based on yesh breira? No, ein zeklum. This is not just based on yesh breira in our case. No, it was never his. Ein zeklum. Shari amru shem nishtatvu ba'odan goyim v'nizgayer echen mehem. What if they had a shutfis while they were both Goyim, before he converted. And then he converted, Aser lomar tol atav v'chulu. Mipnei shekfar zoche hu min hadin. Bechetzian. He already owns part of it. V'nimtzia nota chilufan alma ein breira. V'chein adin shekol b'daraisa ein breira, as we said yesterday. Ela shlochutar b'tchila ela b'tzad she'en sham Yerusha ben HaTorah. That's what's going on here. There's no Yerusha ben HaTorah, and that is why he's able to do this. And the Miri continues there more, but we will continue. Similar case, let's go. Havocher peiris b'suria. I'm sorry. Similar, going back to what we spoke about earlier in the parak. If somebody sells peiros in Surya, v'amar mishal eretz Yisrael hein, and if somebody sells peiros in Surya, I have no idea where the fruit came from, and I would have thought that it's from Surya, or from other places around Surya that are not eretz Yisrael, because most of the imports to Surya are not from eretz Yisrael. But if somebody says they are from Surya, they are from Eretz Yisrael, Chayav Laser, then I have to believe them. Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Halokeach peiros b'Surya stama. Ein sorach laser. Usually, if I buy fruit in Surya, I do not have to dig up meiser. Does linan basar rov to be shel akum heim? V'shel akum b'Surya pata mi meiser. It's mostly non-Jewish, and therefore I can assume it's not Jewish in Surya. There's nothing to be maaser. Aval amar zeh mishel Eretz Yisrael heim ube Eretz Yisrael afilu mishel akum chayav b'meiser l'man damar ein kinyan. If from Eretz Yisrael, that even if a guy owns it, it could be chayav daraisa. If you feel a man of a yesh kinyan, mafresh al kapan midrabanan, or at least even if it's a yesh kinyan, he has to be mafresh midrabanan, or in Eretz Yisrael, rover Yisrael anyway. So either way, chayav la'aser. But what if he says meusar and hein? They're from Eretz Yisrael, but they are meusar ne'eman. Then he's believed to say that. Why? Shapeser asar hu apeshahitir. Big sugya. Because as the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis in the Bavli, the path. He started the problem. I would have thought this is Pater anyway. So he says, no, it's from Eretz Yisrael, but that was Maaser. Pesha Aser, Pesha Yiter. Big machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in the second parak of Maseches Ksubis. Tosfos connects numerous times in the parak. Tosfos connects the sugya of Pesha Aser, Pesha Yiter to Migu, which basically means the Svara of Malo Lashaker. Right? Why would he have lied? Right? He could have just kept quiet. Right? And therefore, the fact that he said this, it must be that he's telling the truth. That's the Pesha Pshat of Migu. And Pesha Asa. Rashi does not connect Pesha Asa to Migu. According to Rashi, he seems to be an independent Ne'emanus. He is the source of all that we know, and therefore we're not going to be Palgina Dibura. We're not going to believe only part of what he said, and therefore that's the Ne'emanus of Pesha Asa or Pesha Hiter. Rebbe Elchanan talks about it in Ksubis, in Siman Mem Gimel, Lamai Nafgamina, and other Achronim also, between Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's based on Migu, whether it's based on Ne'emanus, maybe a Nafgamina could be Tokedei Dibur. Tokedei Dibur. Migu might require Tokedei Dibur, because it is a certain type of Ne'emanus, while Pesha Asar maybe wouldn't require Tokedei Dibur. Demu mita migu says Rabbi Chanan lo mahani lachu de dibur. The migu lo mafreya lo amrinan. Avale neima deinu mita migu ela dina achrina hu de kima shalo neasar ela al piv neeman lahatiro lo boy tokedei dibur. So that could be a nafkamina between the two. Good. Mishali hein, a similar case. What if an ama aret says mishali hein chayev la'aser? If he said it's my produce, then you have to be maaser. Mishalihi the Rasiolio, Vahu Yisrael, Umachaivi Maiser Midrahem. It's a Jew in Surya, and he says it's my produce, then you have to be maaser. Midrabanan. The kibush yachidosh may kibush, says the Rasiolio. So there's a chiv drabanan, muusar and hain, but if the Jew says they're muusar, neeman, shapes ashar huape shehiter. Im yadua, sheyesh lo sade besurya chayav laser. But if you already know that he has a field in Surya, and therefore mistama, most people sell their own stuff, so then you know this is his own stuff. So if you don't have pesha asar, so therefore then, chayav laser, then you would have to be maaser in that case. Period. Let's talk about the first cases in the Mishnah. Yisrael v'gai shekanu beiso shel gais. Now, what happens if it's not a case of a ger and a brother yarshining, but if it's a Yisrael and a guy that bought a house, bought shekanu beiso shel gai, v'yusham yayin esach v'vodazaro mos, and there's usher items in there. A Yisrael and a guy have a partnership, and they bought a house together. So, lo yomer lo tola to yayin esach v'vodazaro v'ani mos. There you can say, the Jew can say, you take the yayin esach and the v'vodazaro and I take the money. In the case of the Mishnah, where it's considered as if the Jew never got it yet, because it's only Yerusha Midrabanan, and he could say, before he gets it, you know, you take that part. But here they bought it together, so everything's owned by the Jew also, jointly, so therefore he can't say that. He can't say, you take this and I take that, unless it's the same item. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo sof davar, yayines, avavad azara, mos. Not only are those considered different things, el afilu hayilosham, even if this house that the Jew and the guy bought jointly, even if in this house, hayilosh, shnei tzlamim, there were two different types of images that are potentially avodah zarah. Echad asui kamin delufki. One of them is made like a delufki, which is some type of a container or a cupboard that is used for storage. Mistama that's not worshipped. Ve'echad sheino asui kamin delufki. And one of them was not made as a delufki. It wasn't made for usage. So mistama that wasn't avodah zara, but they both have these slamim connected to them. Lo yomar lo tolata es sheino asui kamin delufki. Vani notel ha asui kamin delufki. The Jew can't say you take the one that looks like it was worshipped, and I'll take the one that wasn't, because also they're different. Right, they're also considered two different types of items, so you can't say brera. Amar abzera v'yos, that's true. That's true that these are considered different. Remember, we learned yesterday, in yesterday's Mishnah, ilu chavir v'amaret she'yarsho z'aviyem ha'maret, so remember the chavir v'amaret yarshin their father, v'yishon peiros mukhsharim, u'peir she'inim mukhsharim, and they were fruit that were wet, and hokshar l'kabal tov, and fruit that were not wet. Shema omer lo tul ata et ha'mukhsharim, v'ani et notal she'inim mukhsharim. We said even yesterday, if you have fruit and fruit, but one was wet, one was not wet, even that's considered two separate items, and you can't say brera anymore. So surely, if you have the two delufkis, or two tzlamim, one's made as a delufki, one's not, that would also be considered different. Meaning, halachic differences, right? One's wet, one's not wet, right? If it's different halachically, then it's already considered two types of minim. Right? It reminds us of the Ran and the Daram Dafnun Beis, maybe we'll mention that tomorrow, related to the Avashish Lamatirin, that definitions in halacha go by halachic definitions, not just physical min bamino. So the Gemara says, though, a little bit more, Vamasisa Plika, does the Mishnah argue on this? Because the Mishnah that we had earlier, Tolata Avodah Zarah Vanimos, Antoya Indas Vaniperos, didn't the Ger, the Yarshim with his brother, you're allowed to say this and it's different? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Sufa, look at the next line of the Mishnah. Valesi Plik, it's not an argument. Imi Shabol Rishus HaGer Aser. It said, once the Ger has it, gets it in his Rishus, that it's Aser. And that's what's parallel to all these cases, where they did a Kinyan together. That's what it would be Aser to say. But v'hacha, v'kiva shakana k'vish nechnas l'rshusa, right? Once they bought it together, so then it's gilu nechnas l'rshus. Unlike the ratio of the Mishnah, where it talks about the ger, where he didn't get it yet. If he didn't get it yet, then he's allowed to have this chelik. Okay, maybe we'll stop here, and we'll start tomorrow with Akilas Hager, which the Mefarshim say is Unkelis Hager, Unkelis, where he acted l'fnim mishuras hadin. Ezra, we'll pick up with that next time.